Hey, yo, it's your boy CJ Mello. We are back with another Mello podcast. So we're going to start a new series. So I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm like, we'll get back to the comic reading at some point. But I want to start a series of comic book teams. This means Marvel. This means DC. You know, it's Wigs. As I was looking through what I should start with first, or who I should start with first, I've started from the beginning. It seems Marvel has way more teams than DC. That's not true, though. It's weird because I was on the DC website, DC Comics website, and it probably only shows like 14 teams. But there's so many other teams. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why they only got 14 on their site, where like Marvel has like all of them. So what we're going to do here, I'm going to start off. I'm going to start with Marvel. I probably would do like a Marvel one and a DC one. Like Marvel teams, DC teams. So with the first Marvel team we're going to start off with is going to be A-Force. You know what I'm saying? So A-Force comes from the ashes of Battleworld. Marvel's newest hero singularity has risen and entered the Marvel Universe. But she didn't make it. She didn't make the journey alone. Again, everything I read is from the actual websites. So it's not me. I'm just reiterating what they say in voice form for y'all. That way, some people don't like to read. Some people just like to listen. So, but as of right now, current members are Singularity, She-Hulk, Captain Marvel, Dazzler, and Nico Minoru, also named Sister Brim. And then we got Medusa. Former members are Loki and Elsa Bloodstone. All right. So, let's see. If you don't know who any Singularity, She-Hulk, Jennifer Walters, Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, Dazzler's Allison Blair, Nico Minoru with Sister Grimm, and Medusa, obviously, I just said. So, let's get to the history. The mighty team of Avengers, known as A-Force, assembles on Victor Von Doom, a.k.a. Dr. Doom's patchwork planet, Battleworld, a world created for the survivors of a devastating incursion that destroyed the prime reality. The team's mission, safeguard the utopian island territory known as Arcadia. I'm assuming that's why it's called A-Force. Their ranks include Jennifer Walters, a.k.a. She-Hulk, Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel, Allison Blair, a.k.a. Dazzler, Nico Minoru, a.k.a. Sister Grimm, Queen Medusalith Amaquilin Boltagon, a.k.a. Medusa. Damn, I didn't know that was her name. And their newest member, Singularity. Working together, they protect Arcadia and beat back many foes, including some within their trusted circle. A force to be reckoned with. The A-Force are a powerful group of women that protect the territory of Arcadia. On a patchwork planet Battleworld, which is under the rule of Dr. Doom. They battle monsters, Thorcore, and other villains. But when portals open up across Arcadia, the newly arrived Singularity is blamed. In fighting Thorcore, Battleworld's police force, and trying to figure out who betrayed them, they lose Medusa. She-Hulk discovers after going through one of the portals, which is a rainbow bridge. It was their trusted ally, Loki, who betrays the team in a quest for power over the territory. Loki unleashes zombies upon Arcadia and Singularity, seemingly sacrifices her life to protect the team by swallowing the Horde. When the prime reality is later restored and the team scattered, Singularity reunites them. A driving force. On Battleworld, She-Hulk leads A-Force in the Baroness and is the Baroness of Arcadia. She assembles the A-Force to battle all threats to the territory and welcomes Singularity as a member of the team. She-Hulk typically leads each charge directing the members of the team, including the Kree-powered hero Captain Marvel, light-manipulating Dazzler, blood-magic-wielding Nico Minoru, Inhuman Queen Medusa, Green Behemoth She-Hulk, and sentient Pocket Universe Singularity. Though Medusa and She-Hulk do not always see eye to eye, Medusa would die for the team. After the prime reality is restored, Singularity finds the heroes dispersed and reforms the team against a powerful threat and similar cosmic entity to herself. antimatter. Together, they defeat the villain and adventure for some time, saving and protecting people from various threats. A display of force. While A-Force exists to protect the island of Arcadia on the planet Battleworld, the newly arrived cosmic entity Singularity is blamed for random portals. Opening up across the territory, She-Hulk insists someone else is behind the portals and investigates by crossing domain borders, which is all against the law. Thor-Kor arrives to arrest her, but allows A-Force to unearth the traitor. They discover that the treacherous trickster goddess Loki is the culprit, opening up a rainbow bridge to usurp She-Hulk's reign. The Thor-Kor arrests Loki. Alice, the inhuman bug with the power to change others into bug-like creatures by way of infection, goes up against A-Force. Alice's first transformation is only half complete when she encountered the superhero squad. And with her death at Nico's hands, she fully transformed into her final self. Some of the team still view her as a potential threat, while others are less concerned. Combining forces. A-Force joins with Thor, Alison Blair of Earth 15513 from Battleworld, and they go up against the Countess, who mind controls Nico, though Thor dies during the fight before Countess is defeated. When an infection transforms people into bugs in a town in Colorado, Monster Hunter Elsa Bloodstone joins the A-Force to battle the bugs and finds the source of the problem. Now, A-Force of Nature. After the prime reality is restored, Singularity rematerializes outside of the Alpha Flight Low Orbit Space Station, AFSS, retaining her memories of her time on Arcadia. She reunited with the other A-Force heroes, who no longer recall the events of Battleworld. Together, they take on the villainous Antimatter, another cosmic entity like Singularity. When the team attempted to reason with Antimatter, he killed Dazzler. Feeling responsible, Singularity battled Antimatter on the blue area of the moon alone. Meanwhile, the team arrived with a bomb that could slay Antimatter, but also has the potential to destroy Singularity since the pair were actually quantum entangled. A-Force team member Medusa detonated the bomb anyway, and miraculously Dazzler returned and Singularity survived. Later, the team encountered a fight between Dazzler, Thor, from Battleworld's Thor Corps, and a shape-shifting, sometimes dragon, sometimes human sorceress Countess, who traveled to their world. Dazzler and Dazzler Thor bond, and Dazzler reveals that she is dying from Mpox, a Terrigen Mist infection. Meanwhile, Countess mind controls Nico and the team versus Nico. Nico incapacitated the team for a short time. They lost access to their powers. Nico turns She-Hulk against the others, and then their powers return. But Countess, through Nico, seemingly defeated them again. The team rescue Nico from the Countess's grasp. It's revealed that Countess sought to possess and depower the team, but is eventually taken down by the power of love. After She-Hulk gets gravely injured by Thanos, A-Force is later divided by Civil War when Nico is accused by Captain Marvel of crimes she has not yet committed. Meanwhile, Nico is believed to be a threat to a woman named Alice. Monster Hunter Elsa Bloodstone joined the A-Force at this time as an infection was turning Alice's hometown of Ouray, Colorado, into a violent swarm of insects. The team split up, though Danvers, Nico, and Bloodstone are soon attacked by a giant bug. Telepathically communicating with Nico, the bug revealed that her name was Alice and she caused the infection, but she didn't know how she transformed into a bug in the first place. Now, a bug with no way to return to her normal life, she asked Nico to kill her. Nico refused, and Alice began turning her squad into violent bug-like creatures to provoke her. So Nico cast a spell to return Alice to her human form. It worked, though not everyone reverted back. And Alice informed Nico the only way to undo all this was with her death. Nico, channeling her magic again, called out to death, and Alice's life was taken. The team reverted back to their true selves. The squad eventually disbanded for unknown reasons. So, that is... What just happened here? Oh, okay. That is basically the gist of A-Force. Again, this is read through Marvel.com's... I don't know what they want to call this page. Team's section. So yeah, that is A-Force for y'all. If y'all like this and would like more of this, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the follow button on Twitter or X, as it's now called, which is dumb. I'm still at MellowPod22 on X/Twitter. I changed my, what's it called? My Twitch, so it's twitch.tv/CJMellow22. Now my YouTube is also CJ_Mellow. I don't know, did I put the 22 on there? No, just CJ_Mellow. Still has the same logo of the rhino on there, so check that out. I'm going to try to start posting more videos. I know it's, I've been lacking. I've been saying this all the time, but I'd be lacking. That's on me, though. But you know what I'm saying? But also, I am now a proud member of Merc Clan Gaming. Go check them boys out. They be crazy. They be doing some dope videos. Go check them out on Twitter/X, Merc Clan Gaming. Go check them out on Twitch, Merc Clan Gaming. Go check them out any platform you know Merc Clan Gaming at. Go check them out. These dudes are dope. And they're also a proud member of W Energy, which if you guys know already, I'm a part of W Energy. So if you want 10% off your stuff, hit Merc Clan or hit MFG22 to get 10% off your tubs or merch. Y'all know what it is. It's your boy CJ Mello, and we out. Peace.